Ladies and gentlemen, first song I'm about to sing is a little number that I wrote myself. I didn't exactly write it myself. Another fellow I myself wrote it. Or rather, three of us. Well, there were six in the room when we got the idea. And this is it. We could be all so happy, just like the birds above. But you want loving. I want love. We could go well together, just like a hand in a glove. But you want loving. I want love. Stop all this idle chatter. What does it really matter? I'd rather hear the patter of little baby. I know what's on your mind, dear, not what I'm thinking of. 'Cause you want loving. I want love.
Honey, I know. I know that we could be just as happy as two little birds up above. But what's the use of making any plans for the future? You want loving. I want love. There's only one comparison I can think of for you and I. And that is that we could go just as well together as a beautiful hand in a glove. No, oh, but you want nightlife and cafes and all that sort of thing. In other words, you want loving. I want love. Oh, why don't we stop? Stop all this idle chatter. After all, we're not getting anywhere. And what does it really matter? I'm tired of traveling around. I want to settle down. I want to have a home and hear the patter of little baby feet. I know exactly what's on your mind, dear. But there's nothing in the world like what I'm thinking of. So you go your way and I'll go mine. Because you want loving. And I want love. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, before I go any further, the main reason why I'm making this vitaphone is because I just returned from Europe. I just got back from Europe. In fact, I was in Paris 2 weeks, so they tell me. I had a lovely time over there. And when I came back, I found out that my girl and left me. My girl's gone, and I can't find out where she is. She didn't leave any forwarding address or any telephone number. So I had a pal of mine who makes vitaphones, and I said to him, let me make a vitaphone, because that's the only way I can reach her. And if she happens to be in the audience, I want to tell her that I love her, and she's the only girl I ever loved, and I didn't do anything wrong while I was away. Of course, the worst comes to worst, I could always get another girl. I don't want to be egotistical, but I really had a lot of girls in my time. I'll never forget once when I was at the Winter Garden. I spent the Winter Garden there, and we had a lovely show at the time. We had 75 chorus girls. 75 chorus girls and 25 chorus men. I mean, 100 girls altogether. And then there was a big scene, but we won't go into that. I wanted to tell you about one girl. I'll never forget this. One girl, I met her backstage. I was kind of lonesome one night. And I went up to her and I said, hello, baby. How are you? Kind of like that. How are you? And she said, I'm all right. How are you? And I said, I'm all right. How are you? Well, we thrashed that out. We were both well that night. We were both all right. And I said, would you like to go out? She said, yeah, I'd love to go out. I'm very hungry. So I laughed and walked away. I was standing on the corner and she followed me. She said, aren't you going to take me to dinner? Sort of like that. I said, certainly. Certainly I'll take you. Where do you want to go? She said, I don't care. Where do you want to go? I said, I don't care. Where do you want to go? She said, I don't care. Where do you want to go? I said, well, we kept that up for a couple of days. I got tired myself. I said, make up your mind. Where do you want to go? She said, well, I'd like to go to the Ritz. I've heard a lot about the Ritz. So I said, all right, we'll go to the Ritz. So we walked in the Ritz and we sat down and the waiter came over. Lovely fellow, the waiter. And she said to the waiter, I said rather to her, I said, what do you want? What do you want? And she said, I want a sirloin steak. Started kidding right away. So I said, get serious and tell the waiter what you want. She said, I want a steak, I want some hors d'oeuvres, consomme, a craft-fed cocktail, artichokes, green peas, spinach, corn on the cob, and some pastry. The little kid was on a diet. And the waiter said to me, what do you want? And I said, I'll take an aspirin. I wasn't hungry when I walked in the place. But wait a minute, I don't want you to get the impression that I'm stingy or anything. Money means nothing to me. I don't care about it. I really don't. I figure this way. Life is too short, and you can't take it with you when you leave the Ritz. So you might as well have a good time and go out all the time. I go out all the time. I really love it. I love to run around. Of course, show business sort of takes up a little of my time. I don't like that, though. I hate show business. It gets on your nerves. Not so much coming out and singing songs and telling jokes. It's afterwards, the social activities, and I haven't any willpower. I don't know what's wrong with me. I just run around. Speaking of songs, that's another thing that I hate. Learning new songs. All those crazy songs about if everything goes wrong, smile. That's silly. You haven't got a dime, look for a robin. Let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy day. Isn't that ridiculous? There's a smile under your umbrella. Can you imagine? Can you imagine it's pouring rain? John Fool walks down the street with a smile. It ruins your clothes. I found that out last night. It's terrible. But speaking of songs, I really have a little number here that I wrote. And I wrote this for my girl. And as I said before, if she's out there in the audience, this is for her. What is there left to say, dear? How can I let you know? I dream of you all day, dear. Sweetheart, I love you so. When my arms enfold you, how do you understand? When I long to hold you, how do you understand? By the stars above me, I'll vow to be true. If you'll only love me as I love you. When I say I miss you, how do you understand? When I want to kiss you, how do you understand? Or is it you don't care to do all the things I plan? Must I go on asking? Can't you understand? Sweetheart, when my arms enfold you, can't you understand? Can't you tell by the look in my eyes? I'm dying to hold you. Can't you understand? By all the stars above me, I'll vow, I'll swear, that forever and ever I'll be true. Oh, gee, I'd give half my life if you'd only love me half as much as I love you. When you say you're leaving me, if it's only for a moment, an hour, a day, and I tell you that I miss you, can't you understand? When I come close and want to kiss you, doesn't that convey anything to you? Can't you understand? Or maybe I'm presuming too much, and you don't care to do all the beautiful, lovely things I've planned. Sweetheart, answer me yes or no. Must I go on asking and asking? Can't you understand?